107 WIRX, WIRX.com.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! It's Friday. Woo!
Woo! It's 8:15, Brock Hunter.
Coming in hot.
Let's see here. Quick look at your forecast today. Gorgeous day. Partly sunny, high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 58. Ooh, that's good sleeping weather right there.
Damn.
Tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance for some showers later on, high of 80. Sunday, partly cloudy. Chance for some rain and a high of 80. Then we're going to see a dip down just a little bit for a couple days. Not when I say dip down, it's going to be, you know, mid to upper 70s. So a little bit cooler than we've seen, but not by much. So anyway, nice weekend ahead of us. Going to be nice. Yeah, real nice.
Yeah.
What?
You got a dentist appointment today?
I do.
You gonna go get your teeth scratched?
So I originally was gonna make a appointment just for my yearly cleaning, you know, at the beginning of this year before all this craziness happened. So it's been a little bit. I've been much more diligent in key because it's like, man, I got to get to the dentist. So hopefully it doesn't take too long and they don't give me that, you know, that scolding look like,
Dude, you're going to open your mouth and he's just going to shake his head.
Just start pulling teeth out. No, my teeth feel good. I don't have any sore teeth. So
yeah, I do have no sore teeth.
I do have one in the back that's cracked in half because like the
might want to get that taken care of.
Well, see, now here's the thing is that, again, I am a firm believer in the dentist, it's a great thing, obviously. I'm so happy we have dentists. However, the prices are ridiculous. And they're like, well, we'd have to put a crown on that. And I'm like, okay, how much is a crown? They're like, $2,500. I said, how much is it to pull the tooth? And they're like, oh, it's like $80. I'm like, yeah, we'll pull that tooth if I need it, okay? We're not putting $2,500 in my mouth. You know how many mini bikes I could buy for that? There's no way in hell.
Not to mention you have the mouth to match the mini bikes, you know? Missing teeth, you get it? Here's a question, and I want you to do this today. And this is the reason I brought this up, because we had this. I'm not going to argue with you, all right? Not going to argue. I'm just going to ask you to do one thing, one favor, and then you got to come back Monday and be honest. You got to be honest.
Yeah.
You got to go to the dentist and say, hey, dentist, Mr. Dentist or Lady Dentist, what do you think about flossing?
Yeah.
And then you got to tell her, you got to tell us what she says or he says.
Of course they're going to tell me that you need to floss because they're in cahoots with the flossing industry. You don't need to floss.
You know what? They need to teach you a lesson, Brock. So listen up when you go ask that question.
Do you
need to floss?
Do you think our ancestors flossed? No, they didn't. All right? Because you don't need to do it. It's a bunch of horse hockey, okay? There's no reason to floss. There's a reason why it takes forever to get that floss in between your teeth because it's not supposed to be up in there.
No, our ancestors didn't floss. And none of them looked like Gary Busey, though, or CeeLo Green. They had trash mouths, you know?
No, you don't need to floss if you take care of your teeth fine. You brush them. You stay away from acidic and sugary foods. You're fine.
So say that exact line to the dentist. Like, dentist, here's my opinion. You don't need to floss if you take care of your teeth. And see what he or she says. She's going to be like, well, you're not really taking care of your teeth because you're not flossing.
That's ridiculous because they're in cahoots with it. That's like asking a guy at a gas station, like, hey, do I need to put gas in my car? He's going to be like, yeah, you do. You need it. And I'd be like, why? It's because they're getting money.
What are they getting? No, they're not getting money because you're going to have a clean mouth and you don't have to go to the dentist as much. So technically, they're losing money by telling you that. I'm not wrong.
Wait, by telling me that I need to floss?
Yeah, by telling you to floss, which means you have a cleaner mouth, which means you don't have to go to the dentist as much, which means they lose money. Boom, boom, boom.
Look.
So, they're not lying to you. You need to floss. Here's another analogy. When you shine your shoes, what happens? Oh, they get nice and clean and bright, just like your teeth. It's the same thing. It's like shining your teeth. If you want me to call it that, I'll call it that. Don't floss, shine your teeth. How about that?
Shine my teeth? I do that with a toothbrush. You're never going to get me on board with flossing, all right? There's a great article on some Aboriginals in Australia. They had perfect teeth. They weren't flossing. It's because of the diet. If you take care of your teeth outside, you're good. You don't need to floss.
That's the most ridiculous statement.
No, it's ridiculous. You think you need to put little minty pieces of fishing line in your mouth?
Why is there such thing? Why is there such thing as a toothpick and floss? Because you get stuff in between your teeth.
Some joker out there figured out that he could tell people that, you need to, some dentist, some greedy dentist out there said, I'm going to make some extra money. I'm going to tell people they need to put this little stringy thing in between their teeth and it's going to help out. And now he's laughing all the way to the bank.
I feel bad for Kiki having to kiss you all the time on that stuff in between your teeth.
I got great. They're perfect.
You must not eat corn. It must not be in your diet.
I don't eat corn. I don't eat corn. And you know what?
Because you can't risk it because you don't floss.
And I swallow my steaks whole. I don't chew. I just I throw it right down the gullet.
You're just practicing for other things.
Oh, good for you. You know what? I got some meat I'm going to stick in your teeth. How about that, buddy? How about that, pal?
It's fine. I'll floss it out.
Yeah, good. You need a big piece of floss. I don't know. This is so stupid.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. We still got radio
to do. You're yelling at each other about floss. Anyway, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, flosses. Katie?
I know she does. What's up? She's got beautiful, beautiful teeth.
She does have beautiful teeth. She takes care of them. She doesn't floss because flossing's stupid. All right, I got three stories we can go with here. We can go with a cheating. We can go with pizza guy, or we can go with drive-in theater.
It sounds like all one story combined.
Honestly, they do all have one common factor. Which one do you want?
Cheating delivery guy, or what was the drive-in theater?
Drive-in theater, yeah.
Man, what do you think? This is a tough one. Drive-in theater, because I'm kind of curious.
All right, here we go. The cops in Center Township, Pennsylvania, got a call earlier this week about a naked guy causing a scene at a drive-in theater.
It's always naked. God, every day. It's the naked dude.
When they got there, they found 28-year-old Ronaldo Cito of Madison, Ohio, running around naked. And he had punched three security guards who told him to leave. Dah! Don't tell me to leave! Dah! Dah! He also fought with the cops when they arrested him and took him to the hospital to be evaluated. Facing several charges, there's no word on why he got naked.
Why are all the naked guys knockout artists as well?
Yeah.
If you see somebody naked running around, stay away because they could throw a punch, apparently.
You know, cops have it hard enough as it is. Could you imagine having to tackle a naked guy? A naked guy who's probably on drugs or drunk, okay? So you got to go in and assess the situation. There's a naked guy, all right? The only good thing is, unless he's holding the weapon or he's got it keistered, you know he doesn't have a weapon on him. So that's good.
He got something in his hand. I think at that point, you just taser him.
You almost have to, right?
I don't think the judge would be like, oh, why didn't you? Dude, he was naked.
Look.
He's butt-ass naked, yeah. Judge. And the judge would be like, okay, I got you.
I mean, do you want to tackle a naked guy? I don't.
And you know he's sweaty, too.
Yeah, exactly. He's high on drugs. He's got meth coursing through his veins, so you know he's sweaty. So now you got to tackle a sweaty naked guy.
Yeah. Possibly could be on bath salts.
Something.
And you're really sweaty. Really like a sweaty zombie. I'm good. I'm just going to taser that dude.
Yeah.
You know, the cops have it tough, man. A lot of people are, especially right now,
Yeah.
People don't realize it's a split second decision.
Yeah.
Like, you put yourself in those spots.
Put yourself in the spot of these cops right here in Pennsylvania that are maybe just having a nice coffee and donut, and then all of a sudden over the CB, over the scanner, we need unit 54 over to the drive-in theater, please. What's this about? Yeah, we got a naked man running around punching people. I was just trying to have my coffee and donut. Now I got to go take care of a naked guy who's all hopped up on bath salts.
Hey, I just figured out the answer to our shower thought question, though, the other day.
What's that?
It was like, how do you handcuff a one-armed man?
Yeah.
Well, if he's naked, you just handcuff him to his junk,
He won't try and pull away from that one. We'll end with this. And Hunter, I'll speak for both of us. If anybody out there, police officers included, see Hunter or myself high on bath salts running around naked, you have permission to taser us, all right? You have full permission. We're giving you it. This is a verbal binding contract. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's your WTF.
And really lay it in thick. Really, really hold on to that button.
Get
just
it in
so
there.
We learn a lesson.
You know what? If I take one of those little spears to the donger, I deserve it. All right? I deserve it. Right. Like lightning rod right to the dong. That's your WTF.